With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the 13th chapter in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, that Rambam writes in the final halacha in Halacha Yud Aleph, that Umeyachar Sheteida Mekoyim Hashemesh B'chol Eisha Tirtze, that since now we are able to calculate the location of the sun on any desired date, as we just explained, so now Teida Yoimat Kufa Ho'amiti Kol Tkufa Shetirtze. So now we will be able, following the formulation, following those calculations, we will be able to calculate the true date of the equinox, of the tkufa, of the spring, of the tkufa, of fall, or any other tkufa that we want. And the Rambam noch adds at the end, Bein tkufais habois achar ikir zesh memenu ischalnu, whether you're looking to find out, to establish the date of the future tkufais, ben tkufa she'avru mishanim kadminiyos, or whether you want to find out, you want to calculate to know in the past when were those tkufas. So the Rebbe, as it's recorded in Toras Menachem, Tavshin Mem Vav Chele Gimel, pages 273 to 74, the Rebbe wants to understand, why does the Rambam Bechlal have to separate and differentiate between the tkufas in the future and the tkufas in the past? The Rambam already spoke about everything when he says that you can know any tkufa that you want. Any tkufa that you want, the self-understood, is both future and past. So why does the Rambam separate it? So the Rebbe answers, Al pi apnimis inyanim, that when we speak about tshuva, there are two levels of tshuva. There is tshuva that one does because one respects Hashem, tshuva meyira, and that actually affects primarily the future. It's mikan ulahabo. However, there's a higher level of tshuva, as we know, that comes when one mamish loves God. Tshuva mi ahava is more powerful, meaning that it also affects the past. And since the Rambam's order is to go from the easier to the more difficult, minakal el hakavod, so first the Rambam is speaking about the tkufais habois. Al pi pnimius, we're speaking here about tshuva, how tshuva can affect mikan ulahaba. It's easier because it's tshuva meira. And then we go into the greater novelty that there's also a koyach, there's a way to cheshbin the past, the tkufais shavru. But that's through something more difficult. That's through tshuva shlema. That's through tshuva meyava. And furthermore, the Rebbe explains that when it comes to calculating the tkufais that are to come, over there, being that the person knows that if they will make a mistake in their calculation, people are going to chop their mistake. So they do a good job. When it comes to a person calculating when a tkufa happened in the past, there a person has to be even more certain that he's going to make the right cheshbon, because he doesn't have this checks and balances, because it can never be verified, which actually demands a harder work, which exactly fits into this pnimius, that the Rambam is being meramis on a deeper level, to that which we can cheshbon now, to the cheshbon hanefesh that we do now, that affects the past, that's something which is even more difficult, and that's why the Rambam separates the tkufais that are coming versus the tkufais that are from the past.